Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
What up? This is Lyric Lamour, and welcome to Spiritual Shock. All right, today's show, we are talking about how sex parties changed my life. When I say changed my life, well, I mean, it did change my life in a lot of ways. So, I've been going on this sexual freedom journey. I'm not afraid to share that because, you know, people think spirituality is just this like horny square thing. I'm here to teach y'all that, man, spirituality can be in any and everything. It's just how you maneuver and move, and you try to move in your higher self as much as possible. You may not can do it all the time, but you sure can do it most of the time. But going on this sexual freedom journey that I've been on, I actually think I'm kind of cool now after the last event and all that stuff. But I just want to talk about it. I did talk about it before, but I wanted to talk about it again since I think I finally like completed my sexual freedom journey, when it at least to this, at least for now, because we don't know what the future will hold. I don't even care if I'm out here teaching and being spiritual. I think I'm going to have spiritual sex classes too, because this taught me that I want to have some spiritual sex classes, you know, because I do know how you can make sex a more spiritual thing. And when you make sex a more spiritual thing, you know, it's amazing how other people can feel it, and how other people are like, oh my God, like it was good. It's something different, you know, like, some people really, really need it too. That's why I learned too, because that's just the way I move all my life, I guess. But I just want to talk about how it changed my life. So let me try to go in order of how my mindset and how of me have changed, because I started going to sex parties and to like the theater things where they show X-rated porn, like the straight and the gay ones. But that's what's so amazing, the straight and the gay ones. And then, you know, and then you get to see how, basically, since I'm changing the level, I'm going to talk about the male aspect more. Basically, I learned a lot since I'm changing the level about how men move in sexual spaces too. But do I really want to talk about that? No, I just really want to say that going to sex parties actually was very scary at first. I was scared to death, and it was very nerve-wracking. One thing I can say about going to parties or theaters or whatever you're going to do in your sexual experience to be free, and I think everybody should do it. I really do. I think everybody should go to a sex party or go to the sex store and go in the gay theater or the theater where they be showing porn and watch people like masturbate or have sex and all that stuff. And I know a lot of people are scared of it, and it's taboo in a lot of ways, but I find that the experience is actually quite freeing, and it actually not only helped me with being more sexually free, it actually helped me to figure out what I like sexually, what I don't like sexually, how I like to be approached. And what I don't like to be approached. And it also let me also love my body just the way it is. Because as COVID hit, I ate more, got a belly, okay? Got a little tooth. You know, I'm still like skinny. You know how to say skinny fat. So I'm like skinny fat. So, and I'm not going to lie. Going to sex parties, really, the most thing it really helped is really accepting my body the way it is. Because people have all different types of bodies when you go to this place. So if you kind of like, I don't really like overweight people, or I don't like people that's too skinny, or I don't like little penises, or I don't like vaginas, or, you know, some people is really picky. I think you should go so you can kind of adjust yourself and see how these people are so comfortable. Because a lot of these people go to these events, parties, or go to the theaters a lot, and the confidence that they have in their body, whether they have a big, huge, long slong just swinging around, or whether they have a micro penis, they walk around. Mostly this is going to happen in sex parties more than like the sex theaters. Sex theaters, people are pretty much clothed, and then stuff happen. Women, men, and man on men, and women and women, transgender. Well, at least the places I went to was very open and free, because that's the kind of person I want to be. Open. I don't want to be closed, like, oh, just straight people or just gay people, or like, I need everybody to be there, and everybody was there, okay? So it's just like, I realized, you know how sometimes you can think you're open or you can think you're a certain way, but you haven't really been put in the predicament to really know that you, because some people be like, oh, I don't really mind gay people, or I don't really mind this and this. But then when you get in the environment, you find out what you really do mind. I found out that I really am open, as I say, and because I was not afraid to talk to anybody. But that journey happened because I end up being around different people as I experience more of my shame gender loving side instead of the sexual side of it. But I used to be uncomfortable around drag queens and transsexuals and stuff like that. I'm not gonna lie about that. But I learned to be more comfortable in that way earlier. And to actually be in the environment of all these different kind of people and being able to really just talk is great. Sex parties and theaters and all that stuff are safe place. If you're going to, I'm just going to put that first because I think a lot of people got this idea like, oh, it's not safe. I always knew it was a safe place because I always listened to sex therapists. Okay. If you don't know my story, I've been listening to sex therapists and reading sex books since I was 16 years old. It has been a few decades that have passed. So there's a lot of things that I know that even straight boys didn't know about the vagina. Okay. Okay. And there's something, and I just love sex therapists and everything because I was like, how you gonna talk about you love sex, but you ain't gonna learn nothing about it? How you gonna say you like vagina, but you ain't gonna know learn about the vagina and how you can make it orgasm? Like, come on. How you gonna say you love the ping ping, but you don't know how to suck the ping ping and all that stuff, right? You know, you think you just gotta jack it and suck it any kind of way and it's done. No, girl, no. But for real, I think I just gotta talk about the body thing because the body thing, the way people, at least the parties and stuff I went to, the way people walk around so freely, so confident with bellies and breasts. There were women at one of the parties I went to, and even in one of the theaters I went to, that were like, you know, obese, as we call obese or overweight, 300 pounds, and they were confident in the dudes. You know, it's a sexual place, so people are more open, and the dudes is girl, it was just, and dudes with big old bellies and stuff, micro penises, walking around like they have a humongous penis. It was dude with humongous penises just chilling because, you know they got a big ass dick, so they was just, so they just chilling like we can we have our pick of the crop or whatever. But no matter what, male or female, what I noticed is the confidence in those environments. And I'm the kind of person that just don't want to have confidence in one environment. I like to start thinking in my head, how can I make this confidence that I have in this environment be go with me everywhere? Okay. That's how my brain works. Like, how can I get this confidence that I'm finding and that I have found going to these parties and theaters and stuff like that, in my everyday life? And then it's like, oh, and I can also teach people how to have that same confidence in their everyday life and everything. I'm always thinking in a spiritual level how I can make it into like a teaching thing, or I guess like a teaching business or whatever, because that's my thing. But you know, like that's why I said, dang, you can even have, somebody might steal this idea, but you know, spiritual sex classes and all that stuff. But no matter if they steal it or whatever, it still ain't gonna be good as mine. That's how confident I am about mine. Okay. I don't say I'm one of the most powerful people walking this planet for no reason, girl. You can steal every idea, but you still will never be never as good and never as great, because this brain and the gift that the life has given me is not your gift. Hey, hallelujah. But anyway, and so it's just like the confidence to me, I just gotta talk about that. It's just amazing. Seeing all different kind of races, all different kind of people, all different kind of sizes, all different kind of body types. Me personally, I haven't been so sexually experienced that I've seen all of this, so maybe that's why I didn't know the extreme of body types and everything. That's because I kind of realized I do attract a certain kind of body type. So, you know, it's like to see all these different types of bodies And the people in those environments, the way they're confident in their bodies, the way they're confident in the choices, the way they're confident at knowing what they want and don't want. To me, this was new because I wasn't a sexually free kind of person. Now that I'm getting up there in age, okay, the more I want to be authentically me, and the more joy I want, and the more love I want, and the more attention to myself, and the more connection with my higher self and my human body is what I want, because that's the real life journey. And that's what I'm here to teach. That's what I'm here to speak about, to let people know that spirituality, it can be in sex, it can be in love, it can be in work, it can be in so much of our lives. And we tend to box it because of religion and all that stuff. And we don't see how even me going to sex parties and sex theaters and all that stuff, even though I was in those environments, I still am me. I'm still a spiritually connected person. So I'm going to bring that into the environment. And I find myself having conversations with people more than, I have more conversations than any kind of hookups, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Going to these parties and stuff like that, had conversations out, and I was literally guiding people and being more sexually free. And I was like, this is why I should start a class. I literally, on everything I love, y'all, I was literally guiding people and talking to them how to be more sexually free, and kind of helping with hangups and stuff like that, and having real conversations with straight guys just about life and all that stuff. And they're like, oh, your perspective is very interesting. You know what I'm saying? And that's what spirituality is to me. It's you. So even if I say I want to, okay, let me, which I did, I literally said, let me explore my sexual side, because that's not the side I explore too much. Yeah, there's porn, masturbation. I do have my sex toys and all that, but it's still spiritual. Yes, hallelujah. Even Christians is having babies, okay? You're still a Christian, even if you're sexually free. It's just in Christian religion, they prefer you to be married until your husband before you, then you decide where you go. But I don't think they believe in open marriage or anything. So you still have some blocks there. But, I just know that because, I was Baptist and non-denominational later, and then just say, you know what? Religion ain't for me. Okay. So it's just like, even in those environments, you know what I'm saying? My spirituality still came, and I still guided people in those environments of how to make sex a more spiritual feel. And then some people didn't even, it was just an intimacy session, because we didn't do anything sexual, but the intimacy that I bring, some dudes loved it. Okay. Some girls was like, oh, how do you? So it's just like intimacy. Like I said, I really can have a spiritual sex class. I like was helping people how to touch and everything. It was amazing. So I'm a teacher. So the intimacy, even showing like people the intimacy, and they having that experience of intimacy, and it's something people long for. But I don't think they quite know how to do it, because we automatically just change things into a sexual experience. So actually getting people's minds to open up to that, and having conversations, not only about sex, but just life and the things that's going on. Like I would have conversations with people, and people would thought I knew them forever. They'd be like, y'all was friends outside? No, we just met. Or they'd be like, you know that person, or you know him, and you know her. And it's just like, y'all, you talk to everybody like you know them forever. And I was like, because I'm comfortable in this environment. You know what I'm saying? And my gift is respected. I am respected. You know what I'm saying? Which is huge. I am comfortable. When I'm comfortable, you get the best of me, because I feed off the environment in a lot of ways when it comes to those type of situations Because if my spirit is telling me not to speak, I'm not going to speak. If my spirit is telling me to be still, I'm going to be still. If my spirit is telling me to meditate, I'm going to meditate. If my spirit tells me to dance, I'm going to dance. If the spirit tells me to sing, I'm going to sing. If my spirit tells me to call out of work, I'm going to call out of work. If my spirit say go to work, I'm going to go to work. Okay. So basically what I'm saying is I let my spirit lead me more than myself. Although I do sometimes get caught up in the human self, because that's just life. Okay. Like I said, you can do something most of the time. You may not can't do it all the time, but you sure can do it most of the time. So I choose to be spiritually connected most of the time. And as I always say, I would trust my spirit before I trust anybody up in this planet. Okay. Because people are shady. Okay. People are stalkers, hawkers, and they don't respect your boundaries or space, and they do not know how to sit in their own body. So I had to learn to sit within myself. And even going to sex parties have taught me the power of me. And I'm really big about the power of me right now. Okay. And owning your God energy. I'm always big on that, but I'm really big on that because I actually feel it through my body and through my veins. And I can actually feel my body when it's not powerful and when it's uncomfortable. And I actually can take control of it without letting my mind wander and roam as far as it used to be. I have grown so much in power and worthiness. So, of course, if it's in me and my cup is running over, I'm going to start teaching you about your power and your worth, because my cup is now starting to flow over with power, worthiness, and knowing that I don't care who lives beside me, underneath me, around me. I don't care how much they listen, stalk, hawk, or whatever. I am powerful, and I will maneuver so well that you will become powerless for trying to take my power. That's how powerful I am. Okay? I would say some more because there's some stains in my hair right now, but that's for the people that really want to learn and grow. We don't need to be wasting, okay, all that goodness on everybody, because it ain't for everybody. Okay? But for real, that was the main thing of learning to accept my body and being more into me and knowing my wants and needs, which actually takes you on an internal journey that's unbelievable that nobody don't really talk about, I guess. Yeah, because I mean, I guess I don't see, like, most people don't see spirituality in sex, because most people don't have the eyes that I have. I have the ears that I have, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not my real eyes that see, it's my spiritual eyes that see. And it's not my real ears that hear, it's my spiritual ears that hear. Okay. That was the big thing. Being comfortable around naked people. And sex parties and all that stuff, and going to like the little sex theaters and all that stuff. One thing I learned is very comfortable. Very comfortable. A lot of consent. Sometimes people may touch you and you be like, hey, no. They do stop. But I do not like sometimes when people just touch. Because I'm big on consent too. Like, can I touch you or whatever? Yeah, you know. but you're pretty much, it's very respectful. I have had talked to a lot of transgender women, and they say they feel really safe in those spaces, which is good, because transgender women, especially transgender women of color, die and get killed so much. And they even talk about how nervous they are if they're just like walking in regular life, but going to like the theaters or going to like sex parties, they feel safe. So sex parties and all that stuff actually has this big safety net that was surprising to me too, because I guess I had thoughts for a second, like everybody else, like, oh, people gonna be touching you without permission. Like, are you safe? Is people getting like, you can't say this on YouTube, but if people getting attacked, there we go. Are people getting attacked without permission? Okay. You know, so like you do, like, I'm not gonna lie, I did have those thoughts for a second, but being in those environments, and I went to some different places. So I can say that it's pretty much the same. They pretty much, you got to respect. They have boundaries and all that stuff. You got to respect people's places. You know, and you really feel safe. And surprisingly, I felt more safe there than going to regular places, because it's like you can be you and everybody is like not judging it. And if they is,
They can do that around the corner if they are, you know. I'm gonna be honest. I never really seen anybody judge, but of course, you know, people gonna talk. But if people are and all that stuff, it don't really matter because somebody's gonna be into you. You're gonna be into somebody. And what I learned, okay, is being in yourself is very important. And it's kind of hard for us to do as human beings. You know, I always got to talk about real stuff, even though I'm talking about the sex. But, you know, being in yourself is very important. It'll teach you to stop worrying about the gossip and what other people are saying. And then you're still human. You're still going to look. You're still going to, you know, probably be affected by it. But as long as you're turning the volume down on being affected by stuff, which I am gladly turning the volume down more and more, so that I can just be me and be happy and be free and be fun and do things like this without worrying about what people say. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care that I went to sex parties. I will talk about it, as you can see. And okay, and post it and won't give a damn. Okay. So it's just like, that's the power of setting within you. Like, nobody ain't gonna, like, if I get famous, you ain't gonna out me. I've already been to sex parties. Yes, I cuss. I do all, I'm showing you all of me. In the different characters of me, well, I don't even want to say most of me, because most of the spiritual stuff and the most of the stuff I go through, I don't even talk about because it's reserved for those people who's really ready in for one-on-one sessions. And like even going to sex parties, there are things I said to certain people at those sex parties that I never said to anyone, never said on a podcast, never said on a video. Never said in my personal time because I let the spirit guide me. I like things to flow on, especially in high vibrations like that. And surprisingly, without a doubt, without a lie or anything, you guys, that it was very high vibration experience. And then, of course, you can get more in a low vibration when you start paying attention or starting wanting to be attracted to someone, or they're not into you, or you know, being told no, just like you know, in regular life and all that stuff. But I'm telling you, the confidence that you have and that makes you maneuver, you quickly learn in this environment not to be offended because there's a lot of sexually free people here, and somebody is gonna like you, and you're gonna like somebody, and y'all gonna like each other, and then y'all can go as far as you wanna go, or not go as far as you wanna go. And then you might have other people try to jump in, or you can say, hey, you can jump in with us too. It's a very interesting environment, which surprisingly helps with self-esteem and confidence a lot. And I can see how I can destroy your self-esteem and confidence if you get too caught up in wanting a certain kind of person. One thing I can tell you is to be more open. And one thing that I did notice about going to these parties and stuff, that people do have their types and everything and can be picky and all that stuff. But I've learned that the gay people are way worse than the straight folks, and the gay people are not as lenient as the straight folks. And I find that being in the gay environment of these type of situations may cause some self-esteem issues and may feel more low vibration. Sorry. Sorry, same gender loving people. Okay. But I find that the gay people, the men on men, it is very, I mean, but it's typical because men are visual creatures and they have an idea in their head and they pretty much stick to it until they get older. That's why the older men I find are a little bit more lenient. The younger they are, the worse it is. And I noticed I literally sat down at the last place I went to, which was like last night. Okay. I literally, and it was a gay place. And it's like, I literally just sat down and watched how most of the time in gay environments, even in the theaters and all that stuff, there's a lot of walking around, a lot of waiting for that certain type or whatever. And I find that it's not as high vibration as going to somewhere where everybody is included, or where they're where are seeing the way straight people move. Straight people, I know y'all think gay people are just because, well, no, I don't want to say all straight people, but there is a stereotype about gay people being so sexually promiscuous. It's everybody. And I find that the gay people, yes, they're sexually promiscuous, but because they're so picky, and I find the places I went to with the gay folks in it, they're closed-minded in a lot of ways. So it's not as fun. And I find that with men, of course, once they're not finding what they're looking for, or they get riled up and they're so like horny and they just say, you know what, F it. Okay. But it takes the extreme for the same gender loving community to move as the straight people do. And that could be because straight people are more accepted. It's considered the so-called norm in quotations. You know what I'm saying? And it's seen a lot, so they have more confidence. Gay men don't have that type of freedom in a lot of ways, even though we're in year 2022. You know what I'm saying? There's still a lot of homophobia, and then you still got homophobia on top of racism because the black men, oh my God. The colorist issue in the black man community and straight and the gay side really needs to be worked on. And I totally get it because in society and in social media, on music videos and everything, everybody has to be cute. Mostly everybody is light skinned. Mostly everybody is mixed and everybody looks a certain way. So, black men especially are internalizing this colorist attitude very strongly, and I've seen it so strong on both sides of the field, on the straight, bi, on all sides, I should say, on the straight, the bi, the transgender, the the fluid. And trust me, I talked to a lot of people because, like I said, I did more talking than hooking up. I should have hooked up a little bit more, but I did more talking because, you know, it's not really my environment, but it's something I wanted to experience because I wanted to go through my sexual experience and, you know, do a little something, be a little bit more free. Okay, so, and I'm even more, now I'm more open if I get approached by somebody, and I still got to be approached respectfully and all that stuff. Now I'm more open, like I would have a one night stand, because to be honest, I wouldn't have had a one night stand before all of this and all that stuff. To be really honest, it was a no for me, and I said no to a lot of stuff because I wasn't as sexually free as I always wanted to be. I always admired, that's why I like sex therapists, and that's why I always admire sexually free people. Like, if on social media, if you like, I've never forget, I admired this dude named Corey Corey. He was on social media and he was like bi, he was gay, but he did some stuff. He was, I'm just gonna say whatever. Okay. And like, I would literally DM him. It's just like the porn star. And a couple of people I DM, and I can DM them right now, and they will respond and all that stuff. And I always tell them, like, I admire how sexually free you are, and I admired that because it was in me, okay? Because I mean, why the hell was you listening to a sex therapist at 16 and been listening to it ever since? Why are you reading books and you telling grown men at 17 and 18, and they're 25 and 26, about the clitoris and the urethra walls and all, and you talking about the penis, and you talking about, oh no, you need to. I was teaching then. That's why I'm still teaching now. Okay, so you know, it's like it's always been in you. Okay, and I gotta say this because since I can't post it, I might as well just say this because I haven't been able to transfer. I'm gonna still transfer the episode when I can. But I had a sex episode, but it was talking about all different stuff. But if you hear it again, oh, I just had to re-record it. But it's just like, that's why I always go back to what Trey Melvin and then was saying on the Tired Ass podcast. And he said, the potential ain't nothing. And I said, ain't that the truth? About time somebody said, potential ain't shit. Okay. And the potential that you see in other people is the potential that's really in you. And I was like, I know, because I always admire sexually free people. That's because I'm really a sexual person, but I just kept it to myself and me and my sex toys and my porn and, you know, my hands. But, you know, saying you need to experience some bodies, girl, get on there, you know? So, you know, but yeah, just like, okay, now I'm understanding the sexual freedom side of me. Just like I always admire spiritual people because I'm a spiritual person. Just like I always admire people that were confident in themselves and that own their own power because I I had the confidence and had the power, but I let it go by listening and feeding to other people and giving other people the energy and lifting them up while I'm need my own self to be lifted up. So, if you think I'm selfish, well, girl, oh well. Okay, so, oh well, okay. And yes, ain't nothing like how I've been owning my power this week. Okay, well, last week, because Sunday starts a new week in my definition, shit, in my workplace definition too. Okay, so it's just amazing how just experiencing these things changed my mindset on sex itself and my body. And gaining the weight and just accepting who I am, realizing how I am spiritually connected and a teacher in all places, how I'm of the world but not of it. Like I was comfortable and there wasn't any issues, but I still was kind of like the outside looking in as I am pretty much everywhere. And accepting that and I can slightly give it everything in life really helps. Let me take that back. Everything in life brought me to the situation of realizing, like, despite how everybody is acting, whether it's my neighbors, whether it's my job and everything, despite all of that, I'm the powerful one in this situation, okay? Because they're into me, okay? I'm not into them. I don't, like, they're into me. And then it makes me realize, like, hey, a lot of people are into me. Some people don't know how to handle it. Some people don't know how to talk. And I understand they don't know how to sit in their own body. They don't live their own truths. They got their own life going. Their vibration is probably lower than mine and all that stuff. I hate to say vibration is lower. Let's say, because that's not really a true thing. Thank you, Spirit. We're not vibrationally aligned, so they behave the way they behave, and I'm still gonna do my thing because it's me. Okay. And even in my hard times and struggle, I know that I'm blessed, and I always knew that. It's just now I accept that fully and completely, and I'm at like 99% now. And I know you guys, since I know, I think the last episode I was talking said I was like 97. I'm like 99% now, like stronger. And then I'm so proud of myself about the mind and controlling it and then allowing it to run and then saying, all right, let's get all our power back and actually feeling all that power coming back to me, regardless of what's going on around me. And that in itself is a blessing. That in itself makes me a superstar. That in that self makes me someone very important on this planet, whether you know it or not. Okay. Whether I have friends or not, or whether I'm rich or not, I am still one of the most powerful people on this planet. Okay. And I actually met somebody, I met a dude, and he was like, I'm powerful. And I was like, you know what? You powerful and all that stuff, but don't forget you talking to a powerful person too. So we both powerful, but you better watch yourself, okay? Because the power I have is connected to all that life is, okay? And guess what? What? I will always win at the end because I'm connected to what life is, okay? And that's a real a talk. Because a lot of people be connected to religion and partners. Okay. A lot of people be connected to the sex itself. And yes, because I'm a sexual being doesn't mean I'm really connected to the sex. Hello. Oh, I can teach some people some things. Okay. The sex. That's why some people be talking like, I have you this way. And then they be like, why do you still move like that? When I usually do, people move like this because I'm not connected to the sex. Okay. I'm not connected to the drama. Okay, even if I'm reacting to the drama, I'm not really connected to it, baby. I'm connected to source itself. I'm connected to life itself. I'm connected to the God you're praying to. Okay. Okay, I'm connected to the Jesus you're praying to. I'm connected to the Buddha that you're praying to the Muhammad that you're praying to the energy that moves you every day, the energy that wakes you up, the energy that when you leave your body, you go home, whether you believe it or not, that energy that is forever and eternal, that does not end. That's what I'm connected to, my friend. That's why I trust it before I trust anyone on this planet. It has guided me, it has led me, and it has always let me win at the end. Even when people tore me down and try to set me up and try to do this and try to do that, I always win at the end because I am connected to the source that you are. So you may be powerful, but I am the power, okay? Because I choose to be connected to the power, okay? I'm by myself and I'm just fine, okay? I don't have no partner, no mate, and I'm just fine. Okay. I don't have to be connected in that type of way. My human side may like it, but I know I am bigger, grander, and larger than this human body. And so are you. And if you can understand that is going to be the start of the change of your life. And I guarantee you it's going to be rough as hell because being connected to what it, to the source of life, you're always gonna learn. You're always gonna grow, and there's always gonna be healing, and there's always gonna be something that pop up. Be like, oh, I can be a little bit stronger than that. You know what I'm saying? And it's rough at first. It is rough at first because this world has told you so much crap, including that sexuality isn't spiritual, including that going to sex parties and theaters is wrong. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That going and having sex is wrong, but you still, okay, whether you Christian, Buddhist or not, there's a lot of people still having babies outside of wedlock. A lot of people still having sex without being married. Okay. Hello. So, you know, that's why you got to be connected to that real thing. And to be connected to that real thing, it would, if you don't heal your trauma, trust me. It's going to make you, it's going to take you on the journey to heal your trauma. Okay. If you don't know how to sit in yourself, it's going to teach you how to sit in yourself. If you do not know how to mind your own business, it's going to say, that's not your business. Mind your own business. And if you don't mind your own business, we're going to make sure we make you feel, okay, what it feels like to not mind your own business. And then you're going to be like, this is hell. And all that hell is going to bring you to the very thing that you need, that you want, and that you crave for. The love of self, the power that you are, and the worthiness that you deserve just because you are living. I can speak it, I can say it, and everybody can say it all day. But until you go on through the journey and go for it yourself, you will never understand. And it is not my job to make you understand. If you're ready to have a real conversation with a real one, one-on-one, let me talk to you. Okay. Okay. This is an exchange. You can listen all day, but until you put in the work, it means nothing. Okay. People listen all the time and it means nothing. Okay. Do the work. Get your life together. Okay. You might have to go to a sex party to become better. Okay. You might. Okay. Hell, I think everybody needs to, so they can stop being so sexually caught up and say, man, and find out what they really like, okay, what they really enjoy. Get to see how human beings are so sexual and so free. But I don't want to give you all the tea. That's all you need, okay? I already gave you enough, okay? That's enough, okay? All right. But for real though, going on this sexual journey for this short time, in that type of way, I should say, was very interesting. You know, it was very, very fun, very cool. I'm out of it now because I find myself in the spaces and I find myself feeling that I have grown out of it. So I think it's gonna calm down a lot. Either I probably won't go at all anymore, or maybe once or twice. You know, you never know. But I think it's pretty much calm because I pretty much listen to myself and and listen to the way my body feels and the way my emotions are swaying and stuff, and be like, oh, okay, you're kind of growing out of this. This was an experience. It was for a reason. You did your reason, okay? And yeah, it was cool. I learned a lot, as I always do in life, whether it be from stalking, hawking, listening neighbors, okay? A job that went through a lot of changes okay? And taking me to a mental journey, okay? Whether it be friends and stuff where I thought I was thought, or th yeah, where I thought I wasn't getting enough because I am enough. Oh, the right words was coming out automatically. And, ooh, God, I'm growing. Okay, where I thought I wasn't getting enough, but I am enough, and I don't need to give more than I should, okay? And I don't have to do give more to just because I want somebody to be cool with me, or because, you know, people gonna think I'm nice. I don't care if you think I'm nice or mean anymore. I don't care if you like me or not. I'm owning my power. All of it, okay? We about to be 100% real soon. And when I get to 100%, you gonna really know what a bad mother really is. You know what I'm saying? But for real, I'm already a bad mother, okay? I'm already the shit, and I say it every day, okay? I know I'm really there when I don't have to say it out loud anymore. But I mean, I was, okay, something telling me, but you still gonna be talking your yin yang. It's all right to talk a little yang 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 da down down. What you talking about? That's why rappers are rappers. That's why Nicki Minaj is Nicki Minaj. That's why Cardi B is Cardi B. That's why J. Cole is J. Cole. That's why Big Sean is Big Sean. Okay. Sometimes you gotta talk your ish a little bit. Okay, I'm a god, I'm creative, I'm it. Even Big Sean and all of them do that because that's the way it is. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So thank you, Spirit. Like, I'm gonna be talking my ish, and if you don't like it, because you need your self-esteem up, girl. You need to work on you. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at yourself that you ain't putting in the work and that you blaming me for your problems. Okay. Okay. I used to blame my job and stuff for my problems. At the end of the day, girl, it's me. This is my life. It's my power. Okay. They can't take nothing that I don't give them. Okay. Okay. I'm like, y'all, I'm giving y'all too much. I need it back. Thank you. Okay. Give me y'all too much. Give me that back too. Okay. You don't deserve my attention or time with that type of attitude and that type of vibration. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my power back and let you act a plum fool. And then I'm going to make sure I take the steps that I don't like. Okay. To make sure other people know, I don't like that step they're taking because it's low vibration and it's whack. Okay. This should not be tolerated. Get it together. Okay. That's how I feel. And that's how I feel at my job. Like, I talk to every supervisor now. Like, I don't think, because one thing this world not going to take anymore is me. Okay. Sure. Okay. I'm going to keep living. And if I die, all I'm doing is going home to the creator anyway. So, girl. Live your best life, or girl, live your best life. There is only one destination, and it ain't hell. It's called going back to your creator. You are the created and the creator, girl. So all you're gonna do is go back to being the creator instead of the created, okay? Because you are the creator and the creator in this body, but this body had to be created from the creator in some type of way. But the creator is still you. Hello. But anyway. Y'all ain't ready for that type of stuff. I ain't going down that yellow brick road. I'm always trying to go down the yellow brick road when I need to not go down the yellow brick road on this, on podcasts and YouTube videos. It's just in me. It's just in me. That's just how powerful I am. That's all. But anyway, anyway, thank y'all for listening. Hit up a sex party. Go to a theater. Okay, a little sex theater, a little porn theater. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? Gay people, be a little bit more open. Work on your trauma, girl. Okay, straight folks. You know what I'm saying? Be more intimate. Everybody need to be more intimate. Everybody learn how to put sexual, learn how to put spirituality in your sexual experience. It'll make it so much better. You know, the little times I did hook up, you know, I have no complaints, and I always got told, like, thank you, because why not? So going through these things and going through everything kind of made me a little bit more cocky, because I was like, I knew it. Okay. I knew because I put my sex, because my sex, I also put my spiritual energy too. I knew it was something about it. Okay. And it's so funny how people react. And it's so funny how some people, Because people get scared of me in real life. They be afraid to talk to me and everything because I stand in my power and my worth, especially now since I'm standing in it anymore. But it's so interesting how some people are scared and then they experience me and then they like it, but they be like running from it because they not ready, which I already know what's going on because sometimes, let me shut up. But anyway, that's enough of that. Thank you for listening to Spirit. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Shock anyway. Sex parties really did change my life, for real. It really did. And you know, and this is a great example of how I end most of my podcast episodes. I ended by saying, you know, in life, when people are on their deathbeds, they don't talk about what they didn't try. They did try. They talk about what they didn't try because trying matters, you know. Because, you know, that was trying, just like I try on this podcast all the time, the YouTube videos, the TikTok videos, and all that stuff. And just like I had to try a couple of sex parties and go to a couple porn theaters because I don't want to be in my deathbed. Like, I should have did that because, you know, I always heard sex therapists and people talk, and the people I watch that's more sexually free about sex parties and everything, and I never went. Even stuff like that, okay? Now, if you up here talking about some stuff that's really going to harm you, I need for you to call the National Suicide Hotline, girl, and get your life together. Suicide is not the answer. Life is hard. Life is rough. I know. I understand. I can tell you a few things. I'll tell you a few stories. About that and the depression and the stress I went through just to get to where I am now. Okay, and it may seem like it sometimes it you got to pay attention to the light when the light is shining, and you got to pay attention when you in the storm, when that when you have that when the rain stops for a moment and that lightning stops and then a blessing comes through, you don't be appreciating it. I can tell you what you're doing. Oh, I can tell you what you're doing. I can't wait until I really get out here, have one-on-one sessions with people, and really we can really communicate, and I can make this shit personal for you, and it's gonna change your life. Okay, I only talk to people in my life throughout my whole life. This is all throughout my whole life, not just this moment. Throughout my whole life, I have had friends for a reason and a season. And whenever they stop being friends with me, they will always call and talk about how much they miss me and how much I helped them through life and how much I didn't judge them and I was personal with them. And then even strangers, I mean, like the conversation with you was amazing. Like, oh, well, I have had that all my life. Okay. So you're going to do it too. Okay. Okay. Okay, if you gonna be vulnerable, if you gotta be real, I'm gonna put a disclaimer on here right now because I like claiming my shit. Okay, you gotta be real and you gotta be vulnerable and authentic. And trust me and believe me, if I see, read, or my spirit tells me that you ain't, you gonna know. Okay, okay, because you'd be surprised what I know about you. Okay, from what you do, what you say, or how you move. Okay, you'd be surprised what dark secrets you think you hide, and but you can't hide from the spirit, boo boo. And if the spirit wants me to know, it'll tell me, and I will tell you, and you'll be like, oh, "How did you know that?" Okay, and if the spirit don't want me to know, that means it ain't time for you to know. I'm not gonna lie to you because that ain't my job. If I ain't got nothing to say, I ain't got nothing to say. Okay, you know what I'm saying? But I guarantee you. Okay, even no matter where I go, even strangers and stuff, I only speak to people probably like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour or something. People come by and they like it. And they say, I love having a conversation with you. Oh, you open up my mind. Oh, man, I never seen it that way. Man, you really helped me with that because you were vulnerable. You are honest. You were real. And I can speak to that. Okay, so if you think that you about to come to me and get some answers and you ain't vulnerable, you ain't real, and you ain't keeping it 100, don't expect a 100 type of conversation. Don't expect 100 advice because you leaving out stuff, okay? Vulnerability is the key to save your life, okay? Just like it was the key to save mine and every great person that you see out there living their best life, not because of money, not because of fame, just because they are who they are, okay? Those regular everyday people that you see, and they're like, they always seem like they own their own. They so independent. It seem like everything work out for them. It seem like they always end up all right. It seem like they be happy a lot. It seems like they give a good vibe. And when they ain't giving you a good vibe, you be like, what's wrong with them? Because it's outside of the norm. Okay? That's a blessing to walk into your space, like I walk into my space to bring life. And then when you stop bringing life, they're wondering what's going on, because I am life. Okay. So when I'm not bringing life, they like, what's wrong? You're not the same person. We what's going on? Okay. Because I am life. So whether you know me now, well, you don't really know me. You know of me. You might, you know, my neighbors and stuff listen and stalk so much and they still don't know me. They think they do. They don't. Okay. Okay. But, you know, since you know of me and you know my, I'm willing to share my gifts and my time and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just know that I went on the journey too. And the journey is always and forever. And I might have an attitude sometimes, and I might be great. I might not be your type. We might not be vibrationally aligned, but no matter what, know that what I do and what I say is out of love and out of respect and out of fun, love and light as much as I possibly can. Okay? And the reason why I say this show, it's the spirit is not always politically correct, because it's true. And we try to make the spirit politically correct, but the spirit cannot be boxed. That's why I would cuss you out in the spirit, give you love in the spirit, talk proper to you in the spirit, touch your heart in the spirit, touch your mind in the spirit, and touch your soul. But I cannot do none of that if you ain't open to it. And I cannot change your life. Only you can do that. All I can do is speak the truth into you, give you the tools, and hope that you use them and become a better person. From my experience, from the high experience, and I'm going to say now, thank you for the one-on-one sessions. Thank you for the great reviews. Okay. Thank you for your money. Thank you for your time. Okay. Thank you for listening. Okay. All right. And know that if you in my inner circle, you are in tune in a line. Okay. And if people telling you they're in my inner circle and they can't really talk to me, okay, we don't have no deep conversations and we don't talk for a long time, they lying. Okay. Okay, if anybody come out and say, oh, I got a video of him, audio of him, and he been my best friend, they lying. I don't have no friends, and I never had made no videos and no audios for none of my friends or family. Okay, the only video and audios and stuff that I make is for me on my page. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, because everybody in this world don't deserve my time, my gifts, are my life, okay? And that should be the same way you should be moving too, okay? I wasted a lot of time, okay, on people that did not respect or deserve my time or love, because they did not respect me or my boundaries or my life, okay? My life was spent not sharing my gift. Being afraid to say how spiritually connected I was, because the people I was hanging around was not vibrationally aligned, that I could not be an open book with them because they were not an open book with me. Okay? Pay attention to that stuff. I warn you now. All right? And don't be afraid to try. Go for your dreams and stop wasting your time. Okay? I don't give a damn if there's a billion podcasts just like you. I'm making a podcast despite them trillion podcasters out there. I don't give a damn that there's 25 trillion videos on YouTube. Post your damn video, have zero views, zero likes, and keep motherfucking posting with them zero views and zero likes because you love it. I don't give a damn how long you got to be in college to be a doctor or lawyer. If that's really what the hell you want to do, do it, damn it. Okay? And try. Shit. Okay? Try. Okay? So you won't be in your deathbed complaining. Okay? You be in your deathbed like, girl, life was good. And I'm going to rest in peace. See y'all on the other side. Peace out. Nah. But for real, trying matters. And thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock. I'm out. Bye.